Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, there's a new program in the state. The University of South Carolina has a Master's of Science degree in Technology Innovation and Entrepreneurial Engineering. I mean, that's a really curious and kind of exciting type of discipline, isn't it? Entrepreneurial engineering.
Well, it is. So we're not just talking about how to engineer yourself into being an entrepreneur.
Well, we could be, I guess. But, you know, you usually think about engineering being a very data-driven discipline, and it is. Entrepreneurs want to get to the point where they're data-driven, but I think a lot of times you have an original insight, you have some informed intuition, and the question is, how do you get to a commercially viable business? And as I listened to the video about what this program was, it seemed exciting to me because it's going to help you kind of take those ideas in mind and get to the point where you have a business and go out and raise the resources you need and attract the talent you need. The first thing they talk about, they're going to focus on in this program, is customer discovery. You know, Henry Ford was famous for saying, if I'd have asked him what they wanted, they'd have said faster horses. You know, they wouldn't have said cars. But he could have gone out and asked him what their problems were. You got a bunch of engineers and they're working in their labs. And I think the first key to customer discovery is the data they need about customers isn't in the lab. They got to get out and talk to people. You know, and as you start talking to customers and asking them what their problems are, and you know, oftentimes you find out that your original ideas are wrong. That iterative back and forth, you start to define clearly what is it that, you know, the problem that customers need to solve. And that kind of leads to the second issue that this program is going to deal with, and that's product prototyping. Oftentimes you take the capabilities that are available and you try to mock up a product, you know, what you think the solution is. And again, you take that back to the customer and they say, you know, that's not exactly right. What if it could do this or what if it could do that? And I think a real big part of this key is that technology market connection, you know, trying to figure out what customers say their problem is and what the technical solution is that can be reliably delivered at an effective cost. The third thing they say they're going to focus on, and this is what a lot of large organizations have a trouble with, and that is business model development. You know, a lot of big organizations are very good at reliably delivering a known value to current customers. They have cultures and processes and incentives. But a lot of time when you have a new market, the current model doesn't fit. When you look at Google or Amazon or people like that that have gone out and created entirely new value, what they've done is they've created new business models, new ways of reaching the customer and delivering value. So I'm really excited about this new program at the University of South Carolina. If we could take young engineers, or maybe even some of us older engineers, and crank them through a program like this, begin to give them some insights as to how they can take their intuition and turn them into companies. Because, you know, some of us have stepped into some swamps before. We've made some mistakes, and not everybody needs to go down and fall in those holes again, do they?
So are you just giving us the true origin of your nickname, Swamp Fox?
There you go, man. I am the sum total of my scars. So, you know, hopefully people can learn from that and not make the same mistakes I have in the future.
Do you know of other programs similar to this at our other universities or colleges in the state?
Clemson has an MBA in innovation and entrepreneurship, but it's not quite entrepreneurial engineering. You know, I think the unique thing at the University of South Carolina is a cross between the College of Engineering and the College of Business. So I don't know of anything quite like this in the state. It's interesting who some of the partners are. The South Carolina Angel Network, SC Launch, an anchor partner is the Office of Economic Engagement, Bill Kirkland and Chad Hardaway. I have a company, Accessible Diagnostics, is over at Horizon One. I know they do a great job over there. You see a lot of different entities in Columbia and in the University of South Carolina and statewide beginning to come together to make a program like this work. So I think it's relatively unique in the state what they're doing. And again, I'm very excited about it.
Well, John, tell us what's showing up on the event calendar for our business community.
The South Carolina Automotive Council is always a very good event. Dig South is around the corner one of the South's premier technology conferences, and on a regular basis, we always have a million cups and Tech After Five for entrepreneurs to plug into.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. I will have links to both of these posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.